Dat alles bij God mis aan op. Ruba shehiba tegen bij de jeespa poisiach tepa. A house that has a sky window. There's a window in the ceiling that opens to the open air. And that sky window is at least a tefa square. Tuma babai is keneged aruba tor. If there's a tuma inside the house, or the kadayif and amez underneath the roof of the house, kelim that are keneged aruba directly underneath the sky window would remain tor. As even though that tuma is metame the entire contents of the house, but kelim that are directly underneath the aruba are not considered that they're inside the house, since they are not underneath the roof of the house, they're underneath the aruba, and therefore they remain tor. Tuma keneged aruba habayis tor. If there's a tuma, a kadayif and amez directly underneath the aruba, the contents of the house would remain tar. Even though that tuma is inside the house, since it's not under the roof of the house, it's under the aruba, it would not be metame the contents of the house. Hatuma bein babay ubein keneged aruba. If there's a tuma inside the house, the kadayif and amez is inside the house, whether it's underneath the roof of the house or whether it's underneath the aruba, nasan es ragla mamalon irev es hatuma. If somebody put his foot on top of the sky window, he climbed up on the ceiling and sealed up the sky window with his foot, he has mixed the tuma, meaning to say he has now caused the tuma to spread throughout the entire house and also underneath the aruba. And since the aruba is sealed, we look at it as if there's no aruba at all, and this person has created that the entire house is one oil. As a person can become an oil litame to cause tuma to spread. So therefore, in such a case, even if the tuma is underneath the roof of the house, it would cause kalim underneath the aruba to become tame. And so too, if the tuma is underneath the aruba, it would be metame the entire contents of the house. And the person who put his foot there and sealed the aruba would also become tame, as he becomes part of the oil. And just like the oil is tame, that person who put his foot there would also become tame. So the person speak out, because the din would be the same if he sealed the aruba with a kli. Instead of putting his foot there, he sealed it with a kli. Even if that kli is not makabel tuma, that would effectively seal off the aruba and cause the entire house to become one oil. Mixas tuma babayis umixasa keneged aruba. Habayis tame u keneged atuma tame. If there's a kadayif and a mace inside the house, it's partially underneath the roof of the house and partially underneath the sky window. It would be matami the entire contents of the house. As even though part of the kadayif is not underneath the roof of the house, since part of it is underneath the roof of the house, it's matame, the contents of the house. And kelim that are underneath the aruba would only become tame if it's directly above or underneath the tuma. But any kelim that are underneath the aruba that are not directly above or underneath the tuma would not become tame. A house that has a sky window, and that sky window is less than a tefa square. The sky window is open to the open air. There is no floor on top of this one. Tuma babayis keneged aruba tor. Tuma keneged aruba habayis tor. If there's a tuma inside the house, to the kadayif and amez underneath the roof of the house, kelim that are keneged aruba would be tor. As the kelim that are directly underneath the aruba, even though they're inside the house, would not become tame from the tuma, since they're not underneath the roof of the house. And so too, to the tuma keneged aruba, that directly underneath the aruba, to the kadayif and amez, the contents of the house would remain tar. As a tuma that's underneath the aruba, since it's not underneath the roof of the house, even though it's inside the house, it would not be matami the contents of the house. So we see that the din, when the aruba is less than a tefa square, is the exact same as when the aruba is a tefa square, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that when the aruba is a tefa square, it has the same exact din. Now, even though the din tuma, we would say lovud. Lovud means that if there's an opening in the ceiling or a wall that's less than a tefa, we will look at it as if it was sealed. So this aruba, which is less than a tefa, why don't we say lovud and look at it as if it's sealed? And then the tuma would spread underneath the aruba as well. The Mefarshim explained that lenient tuma, we only say lovud lahakia when it's a leniency, but not lahachma, not when it's a stringency. And in this case, if we would say lovud and look at the aruba as if it was sealed, then that would be a chumrah, as the tuma would spread underneath the aruba. So therefore, in this case, we do not say lovud. Hatuma babayis, nothing is rago mamalon tar. In this case, where the aruba is less than a tefa square, and there's a tuma inside the house of the kadayif and amez underneath the roof of the house, and somebody climbed up on the ceiling, and he put his foot down on the aruba, sealing the aruba, that person would remain tar. Now, even though we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that when the person seals Aruba with his foot, he would become tameh. But in this case, since Aruba is less than a tefa, the tumah cannot escape through an opening that's less than a tefa, so therefore, the person would not become tameh. Even though when he sealed Aruba with his foot, he caused that the entire house is one oil, and the tumah was spread underneath the Aruba also, and therefore, Kalim underneath the Aruba would become tameh, since the Aruba was sealed with his foot. But the person himself who put his foot down on the Aruba would not become tameh, since the tumah cannot escape through that opening to be tameh that person. Hatumah keneged Aruba. Nothing as raglo mamalon Rabbi Meir mitameh. If the tumah is directly underneath the Aruba and somebody climbed up on the ceiling and put his foot on the Aruba, sealing the Aruba, in such a case, Rabbi Meir holds that the person would become tameh, even though we said that a tumah cannot escape through an Aruba is less than a tefa. But in this case, since the tumah is directly underneath the Aruba, according to Rabbi Meir, the tumah would shoot up through that opening and would be mitameh the person who put his foot down on the Aruba. Im tumah kidma is raglo tameh. Im raglo kidma is a tumah tar. The Chachamim said that it depends when he put his foot down on the Aruba. If the tumah was already there underneath the Aruba when he put his foot down, in such a case he would become tameh. And since the Aruba was not yet sealed, when he put his foot down over there, right before he puts his foot down, the tumah would escape through the Aruba since it's directly underneath the Aruba and would be mitami that person. But if he put his foot down before the tumah was brought into the house, and after he put his foot down sealing the Aruba, the tumah was brought into the house right underneath the Aruba, right underneath the person's foot, in such a case the person would remain tar. And since the Aruba had already been sealed off with his foot before the tumah was brought in, so the house had already become one oil, the Aruba had already been sealed, even if the tumah is brought directly underneath the Aruba, the tumah would not escape through the Aruba to be mitameh the person who put his foot down over the Aruba. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, stay reglayim zu al gabi zu, shekadmu et tumah. Rabbi Shimon said, two people that climbed up on the ceiling, the first person put his foot down sealing the Aruba, and the second person put his foot over the first person's foot. And the people had put their feet down before the tumah was brought into the house. And as we said, according to the Chacham, if the Aruba was sealed by the people's foot before the tumah was brought into the house, in such a case, the person who put his foot down would not become tameh from the tumah. Masha harishon is raglo. V'nimsa raglo shosheni shom tar. If the first person, after the tumah was brought into the house underneath the Aruba, he pulled his foot out, causing the second person's foot to fall directly on the Aruba, that second person would remain tar. Now, even though the second person had not sealed the Aruba with his foot, as his foot was on top of the first person's foot, it was the first person that sealed the Aruba. Now, the first person had his foot there before the tumah was brought there. And according to the Chachamim, as we said, if you put your foot down on the Aruba before the tumah is brought there, you would remain tar. So the first person is definitely tar. The question is, the second person, even though his foot was on top of the first person's foot before the tumah was brought there, only after the tumah was brought there and the first person pulled away his foot was the second person's foot directly on top of the Aruba. So effectively, the second person had his foot on top of the Aruba after the tumah was brought there. And the Chacham hold that if you put your foot on top of the Aruba after the tumah is brought into the house directly underneath the Aruba, you would become tameh. But in this case, that person remains tar, and the Mishnah explains the reason, Mifnesha Kidma Raglo Shorishoin Esa Tumah. The reason is that since the first person's foot had already sealed off the Aruba before the tumah was brought there, so the house had already become one oil. Even though the first person pulled away his foot after the tumah was brought there, and only after that was the second person's foot sealing off the Aruba, the second person remains tar, since the Aruba had been sealed off before the tumah was brought there. It doesn't make a difference that it wasn't the second person's foot that sealed it off. He still remains tar.